Hi guys, good morning. Kat Kabira here and greetings from Bali. So a topic of interest that's come up lately, both personally as well as with my clients, is what does it mean to have an addictive personality? Or how do we start to work with our addictions? I know that a few of my clients got really uncomfortable, you know, with that concept, that there was a lot of idea around and judgments around, you know, what does it mean to be addictive? And how I'd love to break it down for you is that what if when we're reaching for something on a continual basis that doesn't actually meet our needs and also creates havoc, chaos, and trauma in our life, you know, that would be like an unhealthy addiction, right? And the key word is that the thing that we're doing, you know, in a repetitive way, you know, thinking that this time it will actually get better or different, that it's trying to meet a need that's not going to ever get met when we're going there. You know, a classic example is when I work with eating disorders, you know, it's that constant need, you know, for my binge eaters, where it's like looking for soothing. The valid need is I need comfort. I need soothing. I don't feel safe. And I'm reaching for this particular type of food, thinking that that will, like, in hopes that that will actually create that soothing, but it will never actually satisfy me. And, you know, it could be a much longer topic that I'm, you know, that I'm discussing, you know, even of, you know, is there a difference between healthy addictions and unhealthy addictions? Or, you know, how can you start to funnel your energy if you're someone who is more prone to having like an addictive personality? So, you know, if we break this down, one way that we would have an addiction, and remember, addictions can be work, porn, over-socializing, under-socializing or isolating, food, alcohol, drugs, exercise. I mean, in a way you can make almost anything, like cleaning even, right? You know, like can be an addiction. Okay. So one is that we are trying to avoid a sensation. And so what we'll do is we're going to try to fill or change that sensation instead and quickly bypass that sensation. And most of us, you know, as humans, we actually curate our lives without realizing it to avoid certain sensations. And it's that feeling or that belief inside of, I can't handle this. I will not be able to survive if I feel this feeling. And I know that even when I do sensation work with my clients, some, you know, one question that often comes up is like, but what if it never ends? Or what if it never stops? Or what if it's too much? So part of the work that I do with my eating disorder clients and those who've also had, who are more highly addictive is how to start to feel safely, but to do like in a small way, you know, just a little bit by little, and to know that you can handle it. Because the big game changer for most of us is realizing I am able to handle life. One of my favorite words, and it sounds like such a boring word, but one of my favorite words is tolerate. I can tolerate this. I am able to handle this. I can tolerate. And tolerate's great because it doesn't mean I'm going to love it, right? You know, and that's almost like an unfair expectation that we'll have, that we're supposed to love everything. It's supposed to all be like hell yeses. Like, that's so not real. I can tolerate this. It's just a wave. It's going to pass. You know, and as humans, like, the more aware we are of ourselves, it's like we're constantly having moments where it's like, oh, there's an expansion. And then there's kind of like a letting it go or even a contraction. And it's just kind of the wave of life. And can we stay with ourselves instead of trying to hide, numb out, or change the feeling? So that would be one thing, is like avoiding sensation. Another thing with addictions is filling a hole, meaning I feel empty inside and I don't want to feel it. It's very uncomfortable. So that idea of emptiness, space, the void, we could even say loneliness, you know, and it's a human condition. There is no one that doesn't feel that. And it's one of the most important initiations for us to go through. I want to qualify that we also really need to make sure that we have community and connections with people, you know, because there can be people who end up isolating and actually not giving themselves that community. But even if you have solid community, there will be this discomfort we have when it's like, what do we do in those empty moments with ourselves? And again, you know, that's where we might go fill it up with sensations that actually numb us out, confuse us, don't get us anywhere, as opposed to how to stay with ourselves. And personally, I've noticed that my best artwork and business decisions comes from when I don't try to escape that void feeling, that empty feeling, when I let it also exist and I tolerate it, and then something very important births. But again, it's like it's something where it's like when it comes in, you know, you're gonna want to just suddenly watch Netflix. You're gonna want to suddenly like just reach out for something, anything. And what if you can drop in at a deeper level and be with it? That's where nature is awesome, because it's a way that we can be engaged and in the being state, and where the void actually is magical. The final thing is boredom. And I actually I had a memory this morning of when I was a senior in high school. I was a smart kid, and I took AP calculus my senior year. And I love learning, and I would get bored. And so my best friend and I hope my mom's not listening, would go get high in, over lunch. And then I would come back and I'd be just blazed out of my mind, you know, having to do all these like AP calculus calculate problems. And I enjoyed the challenge of having to override so much, as I was so fragmented, in order to even figure out that I was in the classroom and to stay awake and like attention. And, you know, and I also kind of got off on the fact that like it was like a little secret that I had, that like, you know, I was such a studious student that no one would ever have expected it. I don't know if people knew or not, but so it was something where I noticed both in myself, because I've worked through several of my own addictions, where boredom is a really big trigger. And when we talk about boredom, you know, there's so many different kinds of boredom, and there's also different kinds of needs that we would need to have for that to be satisfied, because there's so many different kinds of intelligence, and there's also different ways that we learn. And it would not be helpful to just, it could be helpful to consider what kind of intelligence that you have, but also that you're going to have different things that want to get sparked. So for example, I remember when I all of a sudden just decided to become like a trapeze artist, and I just deep dived into like the circus arts and trapeze. And it was just really learning how to work with my body in a whole different way that was brand new for me, and also really exciting and challenging edges, you know. And I had to meet certain things, especially as I did more advanced tricks. I had to meet my own fears, my own judgments, where I didn't believe certain things were possible. And I had to like be in my body in a whole different way. And I noticed that that like jazzed me up so much that the rest of my work that I was doing, and I wasn't making major changes in that, suddenly that became more interesting. And as a result, there were natural expansions that happened in the rest of my life. It's kind of like if you're expanding in one area, it's gonna have a beautiful ripple effect everywhere else. But sometimes you actually need just to learn something new, you know. And this will sound strange, but I remember when I had to start to study, you know, having being a resident in different countries, I've had to, as an American, I've had to really understand international tax law. And I found myself getting off on it, you know. And I'm more of a creative. So it's funny that like my brain really enjoyed the complexity and then the kinds of questions that I had to ask. So sometimes you need just to like go to school, take a class, something that makes your brain expand and sparkle. This is also where like the arts and learning a new instrument or dance or something, again, that isn't familiar for you, but you're being forced to play in new ways. that can change things. I remember when I started training in gyrotonic and gyrokinesis, suddenly my piano composition changed. And again, it wasn't because I even decided, let's change it, but because I was moving in space differently, it's like I would just sit down and different rhythms and chords wanted to come out of me when I was playing the piano. So that's my encouragement to you. And if you're someone who's intelligent and if you're someone with a lot of energy, it's going to be easy for you to get bored. So there's a weird like line that we're going to be playing where on one level I'm saying, you know, if you've got ways to sabotage or go into addictions and you want to make sure that like you actually don't keep going there, you know, or how do you work with this energy? One is like, can you be okay with just being, you know, and how do you work with the void? How do you let that be a valid space? And then I'm actually almost saying the opposite thing. And also that actually may not be what you need. You actually might need challenges, you know, healthy challenges. Remember that familiarity breeds contempt. And you know, the death to our soul is anytime we're going into that which is comfortable and that which is familiar. And there's a very big difference between safety and comfort. And there's a very big difference between I need to take a pause or a rest to resource my system. And I'll know that that worked because I come out of it feeling more grounded, more resourced, clearer, revived, versus I'm feeling uncomfortable because there's changes I need to make, but because they're change, I feel anxious about it, even though I need it. And so I'm going to go just kind of like hide on my couch or keep staying in the same job or keep staying in the same circle of friends or whatever. We grow through challenge. We do need friction. We do need exquisite risks. So even if you don't have an addictive personality, you're going to need all these things that I mentioned. And the final thing that I want to share is that, you know, really knowing what your needs are in the moment is really essential. And to be able to differentiate between the mental idea of this is what I need and this is what will satisfy it versus really feeling in from a body level of this is what I actually need right now. And where we can be impatient and uncomfortable with being with ourselves. So that we don't actually take that actual time to drop in to feel what is it that I need. And I said to a client yesterday, I said, you know, you're hungry. If you just took some time to be with it to figure out what's actually going to feed this hunger, you know, you would actually be able to nail it. But right now you're hungry and you immediately go to McDonald's. And that's the last thing you want, but it's what's available. So you're going to McDonald's, but you actually want to go to a five-star restaurant and have filet mignon, but you keep eating McDonald's. So it's like, don't, unless you love McDonald's, like, don't go for McDonald's. You know, don't just go settle. Can you take time to allow yourself to feel in? And it might feel scary because it's new. That's the magic growth edge. Sending lots of love to you from Bali. Happy Sunday.